The proposed facility would be called Sacred Oaks Healing Center, and it would sit on a 12-acre site at the former DQ University. Mark Espinosa is with the Federal Indian Health Service. He told Yolo County supervisors recently that the center would serve kids 12 to 17.
Not only in California, but the nation faces a serious drug and alcohol issue, and Indian country has been affected very adversely with these issues.
Espinosa says the center would serve about 30 youths at a time with a staff of 70.
In addition to a psychiatrist, a nurse practitioner, we will have 24-hour nursing coverage. Mental health providers, very important.
County supervisors say they support the project. They're just worried about how building the 40,000-square-foot facility will impact the environment and wildlife. Another issue is traffic safety. The center would be near a sharp curve on Road 31. Supervisor Don Saylor.
Clearly there's a need for these kinds of facilities in Indian country. It makes all the sense in the world. That said, we do have significant traffic issues at that curve.
Indian Health Service says it will work with the county to iron out any concerns. Construction could begin by springtime next year. Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.